Christmas Eve, those of you who are here, what did your friends and family say about worship on Christmas Eve?
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful, all right.
Enjoyable.
Enjoyable, excellent. Yeah?
Only one out of about 26 family members did not like it.
One out of 26 was a no vote. All right, that's good. That's good. Other comments that you heard? Was I too flippant? Sometimes that is true, and some people find that to be not very religious. Any such comments on that sort of stuff? No? Did anybody themselves have any ongoing reflections about Christmas Eve services here this last time? All right. Yeah, they were all singing. They were, which is very cool. Did you hear about the other service? Because we had two services. Did you hear about the other service? No. I mean, I think you were at both, so you don't count. Good. I ask that because I was kind of aware that for a lot of folks, that was a chance for them to sort of eyeball Sharon Church in this current version, / the new minister. And so I was curious to find out how all of that went with your friends and family and those folks that you were with. Because I know that the minister can, maybe not make or break a church, but gosh, it's a lot easier if what that person is doing is good, useful, valuable. And what they had to say and what you folks have to say is absolutely a part of what Epiphany is. And so I wanted to find that out because it's important to know what it is you have to say about the church, your church, this church. Because without that awareness, I'm not sure what you're going to say. Let me put it another way. I don't know that just being a church anymore is sufficient for a church to grow. And if you're not able to articulate who you are as a faith community, what you are offering, what you have to give that's valuable, I don't know that you can grow. And it certainly can't rely on me. Your bulletin says that you're the ministers of the church. I'm the minister to the church, pastor to the ministers. And so you have to have some sense of why what we have here is valuable, life-giving, important. That you have something to offer. Now, in the search process, one of the things that really struck me about the Sharon Church profile was some emotional honesty. About four times they said, the profile said, we really miss having children in worship. We really would like to have children in worship again. And they can be fun. But I asked, what do you have for them? What is it, you know, you can or would or will offer? Well, we don't have any, so it's kind of hard to have something to offer them. Well, what is the potential? Are the schools growing? Oh, well, yeah, no, you may be right on to that. And then I said, so I've known a bunch of churches over the years. One of the things about getting old is you get to know more and more. And I said, some churches are able to develop a name for themselves, a sense of who they are. And I said, I know one church that says, we're the singing church. Another church says, we're the Blue Door Church. Really helpful. Another church, let's see. The little church with a big heart. Now, and every church thinks that they have, you know, a great missions, great Sunday school, great youth group, great this and great that, even though they don't have any real sense of what anybody else is doing. All right? And I was in a gathering of about 12 different churches, and they all had to say something about what makes their church good or great or valuable or something. And just about everybody says, oh, we do a lot of mission. Oh, we've got a great Sunday school. Oh, we've got great music. We do a community supper, and we're open to the community. And that one struck me, in part because sometimes people by that mean that they rent their space. They've got extra space and they rent it. You're not serving the community if they have to pay. in that same way, there are two churches, both in Montpelier, who were trying to talk a little bit more about how they are distinctive in terms of being open to the community. And both of them really are. One said, we want to be the cathedral church in the capital. Ooh, well, that's, you know, that sounds pretty good. And you can think of a cathedral as being big and important, leading and strong just this sort of great sort of prestige, maybe. The other church said, we want to be open to the community, too. And we know that the community can get in, and they know that they can get in from 8 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night and use our bathrooms. All right. Well, that's a very different sense of what it means to be a community church. And there you just begin to get a sense that, yeah, cathedral isn't where they're at. They're more the servant church. They're much more saying, you know, what is it that folks need? What can we do for them? And some people are going to be much more intrigued by, you know, that cathedral, and some people are going to be much more intrigued by being available for people to meet a very basic need. And so when I asked the search committee, so, you know, if you were to say something that sort of wraps up or sort of, you know, epitomizes who Sharon Church is, they thought for a little bit. And Ken said, well, we're the only church in town. And I might have asked, do you mean like the only church? Like no Roman Catholic, no this, only church in town. And it used to be that might have been enough. Every town though, has a white clapboard building with a steeple on the green. And because churches, our churches, ourselves, have not been good about taking seriously the idea of Epiphany, people don't know why
a church at all is valuable, important, useful, even. Oh, sure, they can see what we do for a community meal or a pantry or this or for that as a good thing. And sometimes they're actually quite willing to support those good things. But, frankly, they've lost sight of why a church,
Steeple, Bell, et al., needs to be. And that's on us. That's on us. So, if we have an interest in more people, we need to be clear about who we are. And we're not Jesus. And this is where I'm going to start bringing in the scripture. So if you're wondering, what is all of this about? This is where the scripture starts coming in. We're not Jesus. We're not someone who can simply be and do and have people follow. We're much more like John the Baptizer. Are we the Messiah? No. No. Are we Elijah? Great name, good tradition. No, we read about Elijah. Are you the prophet? Well, we've got a prophetic voice. We've got that. That's an important part of who we are, but no, we're not the prophet. We got a bunch of other stuff we have to do as well. Well then, what is it you're doing? Why do you do it? Well, we do it because of Jesus. We do it because we feel like we have these ministries. We baptize because we believe that Jesus wants us to do that. We do this, we do that. We do all of these things because of Jesus. And part of our job is to do exactly what John the Baptizer did. Point and say, there's Jesus. That's where it is. That's the Lamb of God. That's the Son of God. That's the Anointed One, the Christ, the Messiah. That's where it's at. I got my job. I'm going to do that. But you need to know that that is what's important over there. That's the Lamb of God. And if we're not doing that, I'm not sure what we should be doing. And that's what's important. Because we have a lot of things as a church we can do, and a bunch that we should do. But one of them is absolutely the job that is identified as epiphany, as manifesting who God is, and pointing like John did and say, there's the Lamb of God. Not necessarily so that they come here and join and do and all of that, but so that they go and they follow Jesus, like those two disciples of John in this story. They heard from somebody and they followed Jesus. And I think if we can find a way of being valuable and have something to say and are always pointing to something beyond us, bigger than us, more powerful, more lovely, more intriguing than anything that we are, I think we're doing the right thing. And I think that that's a part of being the church. Helping others get to Jesus. And getting from Jesus to God. And being able to say, like we do during, you know, time to be like one of God's children, hey, I saw the Spirit descend. I saw the bird arrive. I saw that Spirit hover. And it meant something to me. And it means something to me. And I testify, I've seen the Spirit. And it's good. So, let's be John the Baptizer. Let's baptize. Let's let's speak out about oppression, and let's do all the various things that John did and is known for, including, there's the Lamb of God. I've seen the Spirit over there, and it's a beautiful